Yeah, that's the best, that's the most important thing about all this. And it's important for a lot of reasons. It's been a long struggle to get to this point. I never thought, I teach race relations for 25 years. I've been teaching sociology of race relations. I would have bet everything I own that this would not happen. It took, as I said last night, it took a perfect storm for it to happen. Usually, they alternate between two terms Democrat, two terms Republican, two terms. So it's the Democrats' turn. But in the case of a black man, that wouldn't apply. But the Iraq War really got people alarmed, and a lot more people went to vote. But even then, that wasn't, they started playing the race card in April, and it was going to sink him. But he got very lucky. He just squeezed, he had enough votes, his organizing skills, not democracy, but his organizing skills in the caucuses, in Republican voting states, gave him the edge over Clinton. Clinton didn't have the best campaign. So he squeaked through with the nomination. And by then, it was clear the economy was in a really bad situation. So people did not want to vote the Republicans back in. Maybe for the first time they even listened to a black person because they were so worried about the economy. And then also, part of this perfect storm, all these things that happened, the Republicans picked the only decent man to run in their primaries. All the others are liars and thieves and arrogant bastards. I mean, I don't need to go through them one at a time. But McCain is a decent man. He's not a racist. And he wouldn't let them use the race card the way they wanted to. So that was lucky. And by the time they decided to start playing the race card, it was too late because McCain had chosen Sarah Palin. And Sarah Palin was such a shock to the country that here we have Bush again. and McCain being so old, he would be like the oldest president. All these things had to happen at the same time. And even then, in the last week, things were shifting because people in their hearts, white Americans, did not want to vote for a black man. I know that. But Colin Powell got onto national television and gave a strong endorsement. And Colin Powell is one black person white Americans really trust. So the impossible happened. The Americans voted a black person to be president. And that unlikely event shows that progress is possible. That in the development of the world, it's not all bad. There can be a good once in a while. Maybe if white Americans can overcome racial prejudice, which is very deep-seated, and that not only white Americans, Hispanic Americans are more racist than white Americans. Hispanic Americans, and I spend 6 months a year living in Mexico, and I speak Spanish, and I like Mexican people a lot, but most Mexican people don't like black people. Yeah, it's a big problem. It's not just the competition over jobs. It's something much more visceral. And it disturbs me a lot because I'm down there living with them and I hear these racist slogans that sound to me like the South, American South in the 60s. The Hispanics voted for Obama. I mean, I'm at tears at this moment as I describe this to you, that Hispanic people could overcome their racism to vote for a black man who's smart, young, energetic, and has the right views means that America is overcoming its racism. A very unlikely thing, but they did it. They elected him. If we can do that, why can't they overcome racial hatred in Bosnia or in Palestine, Israel? I mean, why do they have to insist on killing each other? Are the Greeks and the Turks? Are the Protestants and the Catholics in North Ireland have made a lot of progress. the Tamils and the Buddhist Sri Lankans. That's as bad as anything in the world. I've lived in Pondicherry, and I know the Tamil people very well. And I love the Tamil people, but they are terrorists. Some of them are terrorists. And the Buddhists are also fighting war, more than war. I mean, it's very disturbing, all these things happening around the world. That Obama's election is a symbol that these enmities, these oppositions that look like they're unsolvable, maybe are solvable. It could happen. So that's the hope. I mean, it's that this was done in a mostly free society, that people overcame their prejudices, says it can be done anywhere. I mean, it's great.